The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." Judas, not the Iscariot, said to him, "Master, then what happened that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. Yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Yeah, we're well into Jesus's farewell discourse here. Jesus is trying to prepare his apostles for what's to come. And so we get some really important words of his, get some really important direction. This question springs up, and it's a great question, I think, given to us by Judas, not the Iscariot. "Master, then what happened that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world?" And what Jesus does after that, I think it's kind of a relative non-answer to that question. But what Jesus does after that is he draws a sharp line of distinction between his followers, the apostles, and the world. And the sharp line of distinction is those who love and know Jesus and those who don't. Those who love and know Jesus and keep his word, keep his commandment, and those who don't. And the ones who don't, that's the world. And the ones who do, that's the Jesus followers to whom Jesus has been revealed. So this is what, again, that question at Judas the Iscariot. Judas not the Iscariot asks, this is confusing. Judas not the Iscariot asks, is important because it helps Jesus make that distinction, but he doesn't answer the question. Why? Because there's no time. There's no time to be thinking about this. There's no time at all to be thinking about this. What we need to be thinking about, what they need to be thinking about, here is they're receiving their immediate preparation to go on, and we ourselves here are receiving our immediate preparation to go on. We have to be concerned about ourselves. We have to be concerned about being loved by Jesus. We're invited into his own life of love, and we have to then love him in response, and we have to keep his word, and we don't have to worry about the world. No, because what is, in fact, the answer, I think, comes not directly, but indirectly. What happens that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world? Okay, but yes, I have revealed myself to you, and you are to be about my work in the world. Then the world might come to know me through you. But if we don't set our hearts and our minds on the task of knowing and loving and serving the God that has been revealed to us in and as Christ Jesus, then the world will never know. But it's not ours to say who will come to know Jesus and who will not come to know Jesus. We who have come to know Jesus must live his life in the world. And the rest, God takes care of. So we have to set our hearts and our minds on Jesus today. We have to set our hearts and our minds. We have to center our hearts and our minds on the true and living God. We can only do it by the gift of Christ, by the gift of Jesus. He gives us the strength we need in order to be able to focus our hearts and our lives on the true and living God and live for his purposes alone, not ours, his purposes. We don't bend it to ourselves, right? It's always, when we put our own plans in motion, it's always too selfish. It's always too self-concerned. Right? We're never free from that particular tyranny of our ego. Like it becomes all about us, right? No, our whole life is supposed to be about Jesus. And if our life, those who are called, those who have been summoned by Christ Jesus to live in God's service, if we can make our lives all about Jesus, then God will effect his plan of salvation for everyone, for all peoples. We don't even need to know it. And it's better for us perhaps not even to consider it. It's best for us to simply look at Jesus, to trust him and follow him, to pray, to have hearts that are open to his leading, his prompting in our lives, and then to follow him where he leads.